In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm here with you today, and we have a guest, a Portuguese man named Manuel, and he's got a story to tell us, and this story is wonderful. Please, Manuel.
Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here. Father, my story has to do with Medjugorje, and it's a very powerful affirmation of it. So what happened, I would like to tell, give the story about the background of my family, who we are. I am Portuguese. I was born in the Azorean island of Saint, in Azores, the Saint Michael, the island, which is one of the island, the biggest island of the Azores. And so my family, they were always, they have been devoted Catholics, and so was I, very devout, to the church. So we were coming to America, and life was not easy growing up there. And 1974, we immigrated here to the U.S. My mother had her grandmother here and more family, so our destiny was to come here. But 2 months before we were to immigrate, I got very ill with fever. And when I was ill in that condition, I went unconscious. And then I had a revelation of the Blessed Holy Virgin Mary. Everything went to a white bliss, and I began to see her opening her mantle, begin to whisper, disappearing and appearing, uniting herself to a luminous cross. And she said a message to me, which I understood then. I don't understand it now, because what happened was a man from Florida went on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje, and he filmed there with his BlackBerry phone. If you type BlackBerry Medjugorje, you'll see exactly what I saw. So what happened was the man filmed at the apparition site, then he came back to Florida. When he came back to Florida, he noticed the Blessed Mother had appeared on his phone. What appeared on his phone is exactly what I saw when I was ill, unconscious, at the age of 14.
What did the Blessed Mother tell you?
Yeah. Well, this was 2010 when the men recorded this. And the Blessed Mother told me the same message she gave to the visionaries 8 years after, she gave to me before, which is, it'll be the last time I appear on Earth this way, Medjugorje.
So he had this revelation before Medjugorje started. That's important to know.
Thank you, Father. Yes, it's very important to know. It's I'm not an ego trip or anything like that. What I'm saying is true, and this is my passion, and that this is what I want to do. I'm writing a book, and I want to tell all the world about it and maybe translate it into different languages, the book itself. So this blessed woman appeared like this to me. In this way, so to manifest herself and to tell me about Medjugorje, which I knew I did not know how to relate to anyone. Time passed. We came to America, and it was a different era. 1974. I grew up here, went to high school, and I didn't know how to tell anyone until now. I guess by the grace of God, I have a friend who has a gift for writing from high school, and she is helping me to write. And so she's doing a good job. The book is almost done. And again, it's very important for me to say what happened to me, because I think it's very relevant to the apparitions of Medjugorje, what I witnessed, because I knew of Medjugorje before it happened. And, like I said, I have a lot of faith, and I always love God, and the best thing I can do is to tell the truth, tell what happened to me.
So how did this vision change your life?
Well, it broadened my faith. It affirmed my faith. As I refer to the vision, I say it is an affirmation, a revelation, and a message. So right there, it says it is an affirmation. I always believed in God, and I believe more. I always, by saying, acknowledging it now, I affirm my faith even more.
Yeah. Tell us about Jesus.
Oh, I love Jesus. When I was about five years old, I used to like to hammer nails in wood and in the backyard. And so I had a weird sensation that I was going to witness something, Jesus. And when I came into the kitchen, has in the flash of an old camera that you see the flash, I saw a man with a cross, with a tunic up to his ankles, and looking very sad. Sadness. This was a vision I had of Jesus around five years old. I have had manifestations of the Holy Spirit. I've seen light in my room because the light. What happened was I took the phone. My cousin is he does photography, and he was to record me, but he didn't come over. So I took the phone and I recorded. It didn't do a good job. When I finished, I came into the room and I saw like lightning on a ceiling. I know it was the Holy Spirit. It's not the first time. The other time, we have a blessed crown. There are blessed objects and there are cursed objects. This little crown was blessed by my mother, and I saw light emanate from it. Again, in threes. At first it was faint, then stronger, and then it flushed, the silver flushed towards me. But my mother passed away 2 years ago. And about 3 months ago or so, I prayed the rosary to her picture, looking at her. Then I finished, I laid in bed. Then I heard a knock on the wall behind the headboard where I was. And I went to that area to see if there was anybody there. There was nobody there. When I went to close the door that leads to the yard, I heard the longest, deepest, exclamative sigh of my mother. It was her voice. I believe God permitted it. I don't think... Father Peel says there will be 3 days of darkness in which demons will imitate. They are our dear ones, but I think this was a gift from God and not of the other one.
Tell us about Jesus being the way.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus is, of course, the way, the way, the truth, and the life forever and ever. We look at the world and we see people who worship creation and not the Creator. I mean, I've had experiences. I had an experience that I didn't like at all. I said, my God, this is so wrong. Here, there's a Jesus who is the bread of life, who makes Eucharistic miracles, who healed the blind, who said on the third day, I will rise again. And he did. And he is not being acknowledged. The Blessed Mother appeared on Akita, Japan, and told Sister Sasagawa exactly this, that if people did not repent, this was also in 73, around the same time I had the vision and the apparition of the Blessed Holy Virgin Mary. She said, she spoke to her and told her, if people did not repent, that something worse than the waters that flooded the world would come. And she says this is the Mother of God, the Creator. It's something to take very seriously. And the people today, it's just a mess of all the things that are going on in the world with immoralities and iniquities, abortion, and all that. It's just so wrong. I watched a priest, I don't know his name, yesterday. He has 2 million views or something. He stated everything so well. My friend, the colonel, emailed it to me. And he put everything in perspective about the Biden, everything that's going on. And he said, the current, my friend Nicholas, said, see, this priest has the guts to say and to stand for what is right. And he is right, you know, because he was giving a sermon in a church. And it was very nice. Of course, you know, we should communicate and stand for what we believe, for God's truth, no matter what.
What did the priest say?
Oh, he said a lot of things about the world today. about the candidates for president, one who is for abortion, which is Biden, and Trump, who is against abortion. He talked about many different things, aspects. Now, I cannot recall all of it, but this, you know, mainly moral issues. That's what the church stands for, morality, not immorality.
First is the revelation of Jesus. You right. said Mary came with an illumined cross.
Right.
Tell us that again.
Right, right. So if you type BlackBerry Medjugorje, you'll see exactly what I saw, exactly the same thing. You know, I met with a bishop. I don't know if I can say his name. No. Okay, I met with him, and he kind of, they are a little bit at odds with Medjugorje. Even though they go there, a lot of bishops have gone there. And so I sat with him, and I told him about it. And he referred me to Ivan. Ivan is one of the visionaries that lives in Peabody. But at the same time, he said, oh, you saw something similar to what appeared on the phone. No, I said, no, what I saw was exactly the same thing. What I saw is what the man recorded without knowing while he was in Medjugorje. So if you type BlackBerry Medjugorje, you'll see heavenly imprints. You'll see the Blessed Mother herself. It's not a video. It was not made, because that's what I witnessed. That's what I saw.
I follow what Mary said at Cana. Do whatever he tells you to do. That's a very important statement that our Blessed Mother made. Do whatever he tells you to do. I want to ask you how your life has changed because of these revelations.
My life has changed and will change forever, because I'm going to turn to God for good now. Because a lot of people go to church, some people don't even know why they go to church. They just go to church. And that's so wrong. And some people, logical people with college diplomas, say, oh, the church, that's not real or whatever. I have friends like that, but no. I have faith in the church, and I believe in God with all my heart and soul, because it is the way that we should turn to. We are human. We are civilized when we understand Jesus, when we know his love, what he did for humanity, all the beautiful things he did. There's no person in this world that can compare to him, you know. So my faith has blossomed, of course. And I will turn. When my book comes out, I want to lecture, and I want to tell people about it wherever I go. I would like to go to Texas and visit my friend, you know, different places.
When I was a child, I was with the Blessed Virgin Mary. I believed in her, and I still believe in her. I remember when I had epilepsy, someone gave me a green scapula, and I put it around my neck. It was Mary that led me to be healed of epilepsy. It was Mary who brought me to Jesus Christ. She brought me to Jesus. I knew her, but I didn't know Jesus as an adult. I knew him when I was a child, but as an adult I had all these doubts, and Mary led me to Jesus Christ, the only salvation of the world, the only Lord and creator of the universe, Jesus the Lord.
He who turned the water into wine and multiplied the loaves and the fishes and all the beautiful miracles he did. It's you know, it's unimaginable what God can do. So when we turn to him, we will have the same effect. Because he is God. He is everything. He will not throw your sins in your face. He is love. He is the bread of life. The Blessed Virgin Mary appears to warn us of impending danger. The world is a very dangerous place. And she knows what will happen. And these ominous messages, like she says, it'll be the last time I appear on earth this way. Medjugorje. It's an ominous message. We don't know what's going to happen. Well, these countries are at war. Armenia, Nagorno-Karabakh, and other countries. The people are terrible wars, terrible things that are always happening. It's a battle in this world, and we don't need to be in a battle, but be in a battle for Christ, for what is right.
Yesterday, the readings for the epistle was, we are fighting not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in the heavens, demons and devil. Oh, yes, I am not telling you anything about hating Planned Parenthood. It is the devil who does it there. It is the devil. It's not Planned Parenthood. They say yes to the devil, and they kill children to the devil. And I tell you, our fight is against powers and principalities, not against the flesh. Even the workers there, they are overcome by evil because they know that this baby is a baby. They know because they have seen it through the ultrasound.
Exactly, Father. You know, as a matter of fact, Father, last Saturday I was there praying with other nice people there, beautiful people, different ages. And we were praying there for the end to abortion. And it is so wrong because it's unimaginable what if anybody stands for it. You cannot. It's so undignified, so wrong. And there were some people there that were just a couple that were for abortion, and they were being rowdy, and after they were stopped. I mean, we have the right to protest as anybody else. Everyone has a right, especially we who are right. You know, we are against abortion.
61 million children at least has been killed in the United States. Oh, yes. In Israel also, children die every day in Israel and in the United States. I am pro-life, not only about the children, but pro-life. We go out to the homeless and feed them. That's being pro-life. I am pro-life all the way, not only about children, but about the elderly, about the homeless, about the people that nobody wants, the underdogs. I just received a call from a guy named Frank. He told me I had third or fourth stage cancer, and you prayed with me. And I went back for the CAT scan. There was no cancer. He said, I want you to know that. That happened just yesterday. I want you to know that. You see, our prayer is in, with, and through Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord.
You know, Father, St. Anthony's Church, the parish I belong in Cambridge, before it wasn't like that, but some years back, the homeless, they gather where the hall, Father Ferreira's hall, they gather outside and they stay there. There's a little shelter, the roof that comes out, and they stay there during the cold and everything. Sometimes I bring them food. So does the priest. Father Walter does help them. But you're exactly right, Father. We when we look at the poor, we look at Christ himself. We look, it is Jesus, for he is with the poor. He even said so in the Gospels, and from what you know, I understand that it's we should help always, of course, you know, people like this. I've always tried to do my best, you know, and not even just at helping a child in Africa. And I was walking on the sidewalk. There was a couple of young people from Colombia, and they were asking for someone who could donate $30 a month to help a child. And I picked a child from Africa, and they were there all day. Nobody had stopped, and give them you know, the credit card or whatever. That's what I did. And so every month they take it. And, you know, if we all do a little bit, that's what God loves, and that's what God wants. Yeah, but then again, yeah, they were there, and nobody were replying to them.
The Lord is for the underdog. You may be an underdog today. I want to tell you that the Lord is for you, that the Lord loves you, that the Lord wants to bring you out of that depression, out of that fear. You've got to know that you are an underdog, and Jesus cares for underdogs. And you know what? You might not be homeless, but you are an underdog, and you know you're an underdog. And God cares about you, and He has plans for your life. He has plans for your life. Don't be afraid anymore. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. It's all about trusting in the Lord. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about the blood of the Lamb. It's all about Christ saving us from damnation. Oh, yes, the crucifixion, when we pray the rosary on a Friday, the last decade is the crucifixion and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I always say, this is where Jesus conquered hell. This is where Jesus gave His life for us.
Last Sunday, I visited the graveside of Marie Rose Ferron. What a beautiful soul, Father. Marie Rose Ferron.
Oh, Rose Ferron.
Okay. Ferron, yeah, from Woonsocket, Rhode Island. You know, you see her life, what she went through. She was picked by the Lord to suffer. What humility, what she endured. And in the end, she triumphed. The stigmata appeared on her hands. You know, it was amazing. They have a museum which I will visit the first Sunday of the month. They are open from 2 to 4. There is prayer from... from 2 to 4 there's prayer, and from 12 to 2 you can visit. But speaking of the wounds and stigmata, my mother was a very devoted woman. She loved God very much, and she was suffering before she died. She had diabetes and different and heart condition, and I used to drive Uber around Boston. And one day I came home, and she would sit outside in the driveway, and she opens her hands to me and shows her hands. See what Jesus did to me? I could see a blister exactly the same on each palm of her hands, on the same spot. It wasn't the full stigmata, but she had a sign from God, I know for sure. That is humility. When God gives the stigmata to someone, it's out of love and humility, infinite love that no human being can understand. No God, nobody else can do this but Jesus. Marie Ferron, she died at 33 years of age, and she was, like I said, a blessed soul. She did not want to be proud about having the stigmata. She prayed for it to disappear, and it disappeared. But the crown remained. Just the crown remained with her even up to when she died. You could see. You see the power of Jesus manifested in humility, in love. So again, when you help the poor, the homeless, stand for what is right against abortion, and vote for Trump.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. He makes me lie down in green pastures, he restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen to that end. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will go into the house of the Lord forever. You need to know that the Lord is for you today. You need to know that the Lord has something for you today, that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will enter into the kingdom of God if you have surrendered to Jesus. Oh, yes, it's all about Jesus. Mary said, do whatever he told you to do, and they did. And there was water that was made into the richest wine that ever could be made. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.